It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. She's considered a culinary guru. Dory Greenspan has won 3 James Beard Awards for her cookbooks and magazine articles. Her food blog was named one of the world's top by the Times of London. She's written many cookbooks, including Baking with Julia, that celebrated her collaboration with Julia Child, and another, Around My French Table, that was a 2010 New York Times bestseller and cookbook of the year.
Her newest book, Baking Chez Moi, is a visual feast and features the dessert recipes she makes at home, whether she is in the United States or in Paris. And it is this book that brings her to Milwaukee tonight.
Greenspan will appear at Lake Park Bistro to enjoy a meal and to sign copies of Baking Chez Moi. But first, she joins us on the phone. Welcome to the show, Dory, and thanks so much for being with us.
I'm so happy to be with you. Thanks for inviting me in.
You're very, very welcome. Well, how could I not with this magnificent book sitting in front of me, Baking Chez Moi? And I have to say, I've been trying to keep the drool marks off the pages. It has been tough. And I guess I want to start with the book. What prompted this one? You've done quite a few cookbooks, quite a few baking books. What was this one about?
This is my 11th book, actually. I'm working toward a baker's dozen. And this book, I think of it as the companion to Around My French Table, which was the book I wrote. It came out in 2010. And it was all about French home cooking, food that I think of as elbows on the table food, the kind of food that you want to just put in the middle of the table, let everybody share, and let the conversation keep going. And this Baking Chez Moi is filled with recipes that are the sweet equivalent of that elbows on the table food. These are the kinds of recipes that French people bake at home just for their family. It's kind of Tuesday night baking. And for me, it was a revelation. So I live part-time in France. I have for almost 20 years now. And I have great, great French friends. But it took me a long time to get to know what they make at home when I'm not considered company, when company's
yes.
not coming. Because for the most part, French people don't bake. They're not like us. You know, we're real do-it-yourselfers, we Americans. You know, we're project bakers. We'll spend a whole weekend making something wonderful. Not so the French. They don't bake, they buy. They have all these beautiful pastry shops, and they shop at them. They don't bake anything complicated. They don't bake anything fussy. But the recipes that I was finally able to pry from, I guess coax is a nicer word, coaxed from them, shows just the kinds of simple, generous, satisfying things that they make for family and for the friends they consider to be like family.
You know, one of the things I thought of before I got my nose into the book was that when we think of French baking, you think of the patisseries.
Mm-hmm,
you think
absolutely.
Of those amazing, really complicated, very difficult desserts. And I think most people would run away from it. Even if you are an accomplished home baker here, you're thinking, oh, I can't do that. It's different from cooking somehow. You know, baking is so much more precise. You need the measurements to be right, the temperatures to be right. You can't fudge it as much.
No mid-course corrections.
No. And so was that part of what you were trying to do here is say, you know, you can do this. This is not scary.
Exactly. I think of the kinds of recipes that are collected in Baking Chez Moi as the parallel universe to the patisserie desserts that you were just talking about. You know, it's so funny. I read about this experience that I had years ago in Paris. I had invited French friends to come to my home and have dinner. And I had baked a kind of complicated, beautiful chocolate layer cake with ganache and raspberries. And I brought it to the table and started cutting and serving it. And one of my friends asked, "Where'd you get that?" And I said, very proudly, "I made it." And the response was universal. Why? Why? That's what pastry shops are for. And so that very beautiful, polished, elaborate pastry that we ogle in the shops, that's not what people make at home.
One of the things I think of, too, with French food, and it sounds like, and from looking at the recipes in the book, it seems this way, too, is that the French are known for, yes, you can get very complicated recipes with lots and lots of ingredients, but oftentimes it's a few ingredients, really, really good ones, that you put together to make your meal. And it seems like this for the baking as well. Is that true also? Is that this is not 85 different things that you have to gather together to make one dessert?
You're absolutely right. And you're making me think of a dessert that I turn to often. It's the custardy apple squares.
I was just looking at those.
Okay. I see we have similar tastes.
Yes.
But that recipe, I called it a back pocket recipe because it's the kind of recipe that you can make on the spur of the moment because you'll have the ingredients at hand. So it's just apples, but it could be pears, it could be any kind of fruit. It could even be mango, now that I'm thinking about it. Just thinly sliced, and then without any machines, you just whisk essentially a crepe batter together, put the apples in the bowl, mix them all up. I like to get my hands dirty, so I just reach in and make sure the apples are coated with the batter. Put it in a pan, bake it, and 40 minutes later, you have this delicious, satisfying dessert. That's the kind of stuff French home bakers do.
How important are the quality of ingredients here? Should we be looking for the best quality butter, the best quality milk?
I think we should always be using the best quality ingredients we can find and we can afford. What I did when I tested these recipes, because all of the recipes were either collected in France or I created them. There are a lot of original recipes in the book, recipes that I made for my French friends to kind of surprise them, to use American ingredients in French ways. They're kind of Franco-American recipes. So I collected and made these in Paris, and I collected them all over France, but I made the recipes in my kitchen in Paris, and then came back to America and made them over and over again, and then had them tested over and over again in an American kitchen with American ingredients. And when I'm writing recipes for publication, I try as much as I can to buy my ingredients from the supermarket. I want everyone to bake. I want it to be fun. I want it to be easy. And I'm an impatient person. I don't want to have to mail order, you know, for an ingredient and wait for the postman to drop it at my doorstep. I want to bake what I want to bake. And so I've used primarily supermarket ingredients. What you get is, I mean, I worked really, really hard to make sure that the taste and the textures would be authentic. So what you get is a dessert that's slightly less rich if you use butter or dîner. But you're going to get that flavor and you're going to get that Frenchness.
Of it, yes.
Yes. Yeah,
that's still going to come
Absolutely.
Through on the dish.
Absolutely.
Rather, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And so obviously there's differences in ingredients. Are there other differences between American home baking and French home baking that we need to kind of be aware of as we approach these recipes, or does that not matter?
No, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. These recipes, as I said, were tested and retested in America. They're fine. I mean, what I did, and I was really happy that my editor allowed me to do it this time, is I used both volume measures, you know, our American cups and spoons, and weight measures in metric. Most of the recipes that were all of the recipes that were given to me in France were given to me in metric measures. And so I made the conversions, and we tested them in both in America, in both metric and cup measures. And the real difference is that nobody uses volume measures.
Do you have favorite ingredients that you like to work with dessert? I mean, I noticed there are a lot of apple recipes, and we picked on that, and it's one of my favorite fruits because I'm from New England. So apples are a huge, important part of mm-hmm. the harvest in the fall. And I know they are in France, too, at least in northern France.
Exactly.
In Normandy, apples mm-hmm. are so, so important. But other than apples, are there other things that you always return to when you're making a dessert?
Interesting. Apples, pears, nuts, And I love almonds. I love having the crunch of nuts. Chocolate.
I was hoping you'd say that. Yes.
And actually, when we were talking about quality ingredients, I should have mentioned chocolate, because using good quality chocolate is important, but almost more important is finding a chocolate that you love the flavor of and using that. Because chocolate doesn't change very much when you bake with it. The flavor of the chocolate when you eat it out of hand is pretty much going to be the flavor that dominates in the dessert that you make. So it's important to have a chocolate that you really love. And it's fun to try and find a chocolate you love as you just kind of taste through what's there. What's interesting is, in working on this book, I came to appreciate vanilla more than I had before.
Well, see, I've always loved vanilla. Always.
I've loved it, but I've always, I think I've kind of taken it for granted. Because you find vanilla in a large proportion of dessert recipes. And this time, I really paid attention to vanilla and used more of it in recipes than I might have before. In so many recipes, it's half a teaspoon of vanilla extract. And in tasting the recipes and, having the memory of French recipes, I find myself using a lot more vanilla. A teaspoon, sometimes 2 teaspoons. So that flavor is really there. It's not a background flavor. And vanilla is a great background flavor because it brings up the flavor of other ingredients, as does salt. But yes, I've used more vanilla, and I think the desserts are better for it.
Now that you're coming back and you're going to be at Lake Park Bistro, a Bartolotta restaurant here, how does that change an event for you, different from being in a bookstore?
Well, first of all, I am so excited to be returning to Lake Park Bistro. I love that restaurant. And the view, the food, I'm really excited. I will have a chance to actually talk to people. I will have a chance to meet everyone, to speak to everyone individually, and also the chance to talk about the food as we're eating it, which, sadly, I can't, we don't get to eat very much in bookstores. So I have a chance to talk about the food and also to tell stories and to answer questions. So I'm looking forward to a very personal event, one where the guests and I can really talk and get to know one another.
Well, Dori Greenspan, it's going to be great having you back in Milwaukee. Thanks so much for talking about Baking Chez Moi with me this morning. I so appreciate your time.
This has been such a pleasure. Thank you.
Dori Greenspan is a multiple award-winning cookbook author. Her latest is Baking Chez Moi, recipes from my Paris home to your home anywhere.
Greenspan will appear at Lake Park Bistro tonight in a ticketed event that's co-sponsored by Boswell Book Company and Wisconsin Foodie. There's more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And that is all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie North, thanking you, as always, for tuning in, and I hope you have a great weekend.
I'm Mitch Teich. Hope you enjoyed the show today, and I hope you'll join us for Lake Effect Weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 3 in the afternoon, and be back right here at 10 o'clock on Monday morning for Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee. Coming up 12 noon today, it's Here and Now from NPR and WBUR in Boston, but right now it's 11 o'clock, and stay tuned, because Fresh Air is next.